As soon as you hear that sound, you know it's time for the Impossible Pub Quiz. And this one, it's a very special one. It's a playoff race. Katmar, how are you doing? Quizmaster, you're back.
Yeah, I'm being a bit selfish being the quizmaster.
I know, it's good to see you on, Kat. It's good to see you on. A good quiz in store today for
I think it's easier. I've had some complaints.
We do tend to have... Once every 2 weeks, Sam doesn't like it. So yeah. Might have some good ones this week. Andy Lawson, how are you doing?
I'm all right, Danny. How are you?
Afternoon's extraordinaire.
Absolutely.
A part of the playoff race now for the Impossible Pub Quiz. Are you looking forward to it?
I am. Do you know, I've been playing off air for the last couple of weeks and I've managed to get, I think, one in each week. I might have even got two in 1 week.
Ooh.
So today will be the day I get zero, obviously.
Of course. Joe Redmond is back. How are you doing, Joe?
Yeah, good.
Oh, good stuff. Richard Shaw Wright's here as well, Richard.
Hello. I'm good. Well, I think we're proving today that you can have a local radio station with more than just one person working.
I agree. No one is manning the phones at the moment. Everyone's out and about. But Rich, of course, you've stepped in and even been in this seat quite a few times
yes.
as well. So good to be on.
It's nice to be on the other side of the microphone. There's still all the pressure.
All the pressure, of course. And we're still going for the 3 John Knowledge 2 Sport as well there, Kat. Happy days.
No, three sport, two general knowledge.
That's the one, yeah. Sorry, I thought I said that. No. It's been one of those Mondays. Now, of course, we do have the team names to get us started.
Oh. You haven't warned us about this, Dan.
I do apologise. But I will go with mine first.
Okay.
Because mine's usually awful, and then Kat says, you know, I'm not happy with this. Kat, have you seen the news today that a new submarine...
Boaty McBoatface. Yep.
So I've gone for Subby McSubface, because that's what it should be called, because it's a submarine.
Like
not
it.
A boat.
Like it.
It's not a boat. I'm not happy. So I've gone for that one. Andy Lawson, have you come in with anything on the spot there?
Literally on the spot, so I hope this is all right, but I'm going to call myself, because Scotland suddenly seems to be in the news, Iron Brew Antics.
Ah, I like that.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah,
it's witty.
Is good.
Joe Redmond, how about yourself?
In homage to the great Joe Rawson, I've gone with... Instead of Ross on, Ross off.
Ah!
Oh, good.
That's clever. This is impressive so far. Richard Shorrock, you're usually good at these things.
Because we're sharing a microphone.
Yeah.
And we've had the similar thought. Toilet, one sports and social club, brackets, lightly used.
Yes! Well, that's by far the best that we've had in terms of quiz names for quite some time. I don't feel I'm getting the point this time around anyway. But let's crack on with the quiz, shall we, Kat? Let's go for number one.
Okay, the phrase hands down originates from what sport?
Originates from what sport? Hands down.
Winning hands down.
Ah, I might know this. But I don't think it's a sport. It's possibly the qualifying criteria, that one, to be fair.
I feel like I'm at school as well, having to like hide my answers on my piece of paper. It's bizarre.
Now, I've crowded you all in.
Yeah,
around.
Mr. Redmond's at a disadvantage because you've got people sat both sides of him, so he has to hide from both sides.
It does feel more school-like, to be honest.
Do you? Yeah, you do that.
And he's got very legible handwriting.
That's true. If there were points for handwriting, Redmond would win it.
The pen's not working properly.
Oh,
so,
well.
Yeah, borrow a pen. Yeah.
There we go. Should we go for number two, Kat?
What is Tiger Woods' real name, his first name? What's his
first
real name? It's not Tiger.
I didn't realise he was.
You don't know? No idea. I'm not very good at the quiz, actually. Sure, that's why I always have to bring you in once every month just to up my scores.
Why is he allowed a nickname and not other?
That's true, actually. That is true.
I think he's changed his name, hasn't he?
I don't know.
The golfer's not allowed a nickname, then.
But I guess Bubba Watson's not. What I'm assuming is
I christened
not, wasn't
Chris
Bubba. And Bubba. I'm assuming not, but
That's fair enough then. That's fair enough. Let's go for number three, shall we, Kat?
What is the national sport of Estonia?
Estonia?
It's a nice place.
Have you been, Kat?
Mm-hmm.
Really? I hear Tallinn is very nice.
It's nice. Yeah. It's a bit like going back in time.
Is it?
Yeah.
To like the Soviet.
Yeah. Like, what era are we talking?
It's a bit medieval. The stonework's a bit medieval.
Oh, right, same. That's fair enough, then. That's fair enough. Let's go for number four, shall we? The general knowledge part of the quiz, which is where I'd like to make some points back.
What is special about the Indonesian volcano Kawal Ijen?
How's your general knowledge, Andy Lawson?
Fine, apart from Indonesian volcanoes.
That's fair enough. Can understand
Duh.
That. So what's special about it?
Yeah, what's special about it? What's different about this volcano?
I had
stab in the dark, yes.
Yeah, what, yeah. You borrow the pen while I still think, then. I have no idea.
Do you want my pen?
Nah, that's right. Okay. Redmond will have finished momentarily, I'm sure.
How about yourself, Redmond? What's your general knowledge skills like?
All right. Not great. Again, Indonesian volcanoes.
Yeah.
Tends to be a sparse area.
That's true. Not my area of expertise, in all honesty. How about number five then, Caps? Crack on with number five, shall we?
How is Barbara Millicent Roberts better known?
A what, sorry?
How is Barbara Millicent Roberts better known?
I don't know who she is, to start with. It's not a great start, that, is it? No. Right, I don't even know what to put down there. We'll have a song, we'll have a bit of thinking time, but...
Need something.
Yeah, how are you doing, Richard Shaw, right? How's this one
going? Well, I've got answers to three of them, but...
Yeah?
I'm confident on one, less confident on the other, and no idea about the other three.
Fair enough. Redmond?
Yeah, I need a bit of thinking time, I think.
Oh,
that's
fair enough. Andy Lawson.
I've hazarded guesses on all five of them. Whether I'm actually confident in any of those answers, no idea.
Well, we'll see. We'll see right after this. Of course, Andy Lawson, who, as well as being an afternoons extraordinaire, also video extraordinaire usually for the...
Normally, yes. And I imagined about 5 minutes before this actually started, I imagined that that was what I was doing today as well.
That's it.
But I think this is called Deep End. Yeah, no, fine. Yeah,
all
yeah.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, particularly when that team name was suddenly like, right, you got about 2 seconds to come up with the team name.
That's
all good.
True.
All
that's
good.
True. How about yourself, Joe Redmond?
Yeah, I think I've got maybe one. I'll be happy with one. Definitely.
Happy with one. I'm usually like that, to be fair. Yeah. If I can just get off the ground.
Well, that's what I've done for the last couple of weeks when I've been standing in for people. I think I've got one each week.
Yeah.
Each time I've been happy with that.
That's it.
Consistency. That's
yeah.
what you want.
That's it. Richard Shaw, right? How have you felt yourself?
I think I've definitely got one, but I know I've got one. The other's not going to click.
Fair enough, then. Kat, first off, should we go for the pub quiz team name?
Yeah, well, the thing is, if I give it to you...
Yeah, it's a wasted point, really.
Yeah, but it was the funniest. Well done.
Thank you. I never get a point for that as well.
What was yours?
Sub McSubface.
Ah, yeah.
Or Subby McSubface.
Andy, I forgot yours, but I remember I went, ha.
It was Iron Brew Antics, because that was literally all I could think of.
Oh, I like that. That's the winner.
That was good. I think they were all...
Topical.
A round of applause for the team names to start off with, though, because that was a fantastic round. Should we go for number one first, Kat?
The phrase hands down originates from what sport?
Richard Shaw, right?
I think I've gone for the same thing as you. Is it poker?
Joe Redmond.
I've gone for wrestling.
Wrestling?
I've gone for poker.
You've gone for poker? I went for poker as well.
It's horse racing.
Oh,
isn't
right,
it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it makes sense.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
The one thing that doesn't involve horses.
Listen. It's a jockey winning a race without whipping his horse or pulling on the reins. Win hands down.
Yeah. Still.
Yeah.
Still not happy with that, because that was the other one I thought I got right.
Because when you said, I'm not sure if it's a sport or not, I thought...
We've gone for the same one there.
I thought that'd be easy.
Hands down, you know what I mean? Mm. You put your hand down.
I was worrying about you guys getting it, because you measure a horse in hands, don't you? So I kind of thought you'd think that way.
No, I didn't even know.
Measure a horse in how many times it loses.
Yeah, it's true. Joe Rem, how do you come up with wrestling?
Just pinning them down, things like that.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Should go for number two, Kat.
What is Tiger Woods' real name?
I went Dave. Dave Woods. No! Oh, Dave Woods. Dave Woods, rugby league commentator. Joe Redmond.
Well, I've gone for a name that makes him sound like an RT salesman in Cheltenham.
Go for it.
Stephen Woods.
Oh, I like, yes. I agree. How about yourself, Richard Shaw, right?
I think it's Eldrick.
Eldrick?
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Good name.
Eldrick Woods. I'd keep Eldrick.
I like the name Eldrick. It's cool, isn't it?
Andy Lawson.
I feel I've been thinking way outside the box with this one.
You're a lion.
Lion Cub Woods.
What? If you, I suppose Snoop Dogg Lion. Snoop Dogg, you know what I mean? Oh, it was Snoop Lion, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That's a Snoop Dogg now, isn't it?
Zion at one point, something like that.
Fair enough then.
Richard Shaw Wright was right, and he knew he was right because he wrote it down as soon as I added the question.
Well, fair enough then. We're off the mark.
Because the other day when I was watching the golf and he pulled out of the tournament again because he's injured, and we said he should be renamed Eldrick Woods because he's not Tiger Woods anymore.
I agree. Yeah, totally agree. Should go for number three, Kat.
What is the national sport of Estonia?
Andy Lawson.
Again, complete guess. I have no idea, but I'm going to say shinty.
Don't even know what that is.
Ye olde worldy sport of like the 1800s.
Sorry, Clark will come in and hit you.
Yeah, he probably will. I think they do still play it in the Outer Islands and things.
What happens then?
Is it not just hockey?
They show
what
on BBC
Yoldy
Albert.
Worldy name?
They show on BBC Albert. Yeah. Oh,
fair enough. I'll have to look into that one.
It does really exist as a sport, shinty. It is a thing. I'm not making it up.
Fair enough. Joe Redmond.
Well, Eastern European countries always seem to like sports like volleyball or handball. So yeah. I've gone for volleyball.
Fair enough. Volleyball. British, all right?
Close.
Ice speedway.
Ice speedway.
Not just normal speedway.
Ice speedway.
With bikes and everything.
Well, if this doesn't exist, we're going to get this to happen.
Oh, it does.
Bradford ice rink, we'll get some motorbikes on it.
Sounds good.
I went for chess because obviously it's like a national sport of Ukraine. Eastern European. No, my granddad likes chess.
Yeah. Well, much like Lithuania, it is basketball.
Oh.
Sorry, guys.
I know, I just feel let down because I thought.
That was the one I thought I had.
We had some
now
great.
I have none.
Yeah. I don't have one either, to be fair. So far, Richard Shaw, right, pulling away in the lead with one point.
I've got the name, team name.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Andy Lawson, team name. My apologies. I don't want to take points away that have already been given out. Catch, we'll go for number three.
What is special about the Indonesian volcano Kawalijen?
Richard?
I haven't got a clue. I was going to say it's dried out, but that would be a rubbish answer. Is it underwater?
No.
Isn't there like something like that in Brazil, I think? Andy?
Thinking outside the box again. The locals play football on the slopes to stop it erupting.
Fair enough. And Joe Redmond?
Well, I've gone for it constantly going off, like slightly always, as lava is constantly pouring out of it.
Something like that. Like on the hop.
Like a little just, bit. Yeah,
yeah, a little
just
bit.
Just simmering.
Yeah.
And every now and then it just comes out.
I just went for it never erupted / never existed.
Like this quiz really like opens a whole thing with you guys. It's like a psychotherapy session. Andy, I worry why you think a game of football could keep
the volcano down. You've got to keep playing. Otherwise, we're all done. Yeah. Exhausted men playing for 48 hours at a time. No fun in it.
It could happen, though.
It could happen. Did it happen, Kat?
No, because the amount of sulphur in the volcano, it appears to burn blue. And if you look on Google, it's just beautiful.
Fair enough, then. What was question number five, Kat?
Right, you guys are going to kick yourselves, because I don't think you'll get this. Who is Barbara Millicent Roberts?
I forgot to put anything down for this one, and actually put no. That it's who she was. So just put no to the general question. Andy?
As I love Carry On films, my immediate thought, Barbara Windsor.
No.
Oh.
Richard Shaw, right. To win it.
Well, I didn't have a clue, so I was trying to think of anyone who would have a name that would be different to what they actually know now, so I've come for Lulu.
It's just a disappointment in Lulu.
I was thinking, Lulu. Is it Maggie Thatcher? No. Is it, you know, Theresa May? No. Is it Lulu? Probably not.
Is it Cap?
No.
Ah, Joe Redmond, to put yourself back in the tie.
The first Barbara that came into my head was Barbara Knox. So I just put that down.
Rita!
Are we anywhere near, Cap?
No, you're going to kick yourselves. It's Barbie!
Wait, what was she called?
Barbara Millicent Roberts.
That was the full name of...
Barbie.
No.
I'm glad I put no.
Anyway, let's have a look at the scores then. Andy Lawson, great first appearance on the Impossible Pub Quiz.
Thank you, sir.
You are leaving with one.
Indeed.
From the team name. Good team name there as well. Richard Shaw, right?
One.
Also one.
Oh, no, I don't have a tiebreaker.
And unfortunately, Joe Redmond.
Zero.
Which does mean you're out.
Yeah.
I apologise. Yeah. But we'll have you on again sometime soon anyway.
I'm sure I'll have to cover for someone.
There you go. That's the spirit. That's what we wanted to see. We'll be back at the Impossible Pub Quiz sometime soon.